My name is Leslie Miller, and I'm a Quest participant. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug, "Mend my life," each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do. Though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road was full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own. That kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save.
Good morning, I'm Patricia Heeb. I was in my 20s when I first heard the well-worn phrase, "Life is a journey, not a destination." Those words and that concept hit a particularly receptive place in me, and I have found myself on Mary Oliver's journey ever since, finding my own voice, striding deeper and deeper into the world, determined to save my own life, for me, through spiritual development. Regularly, the words, "life is a journey, not a destination," provided a crucial reminder that there was a larger picture than just the issues of the moment. So, a couple of years ago, I heard about the possibilities of the Quest program, and I read this in the brochure. Quest, a spiritual journey was created to help Unitarians seek a deeper understanding of and a commitment to their spiritual journey. It is a journey toward wholeness, holiness, and peace. How could I not join the program for this leg of my own journey? I became a part of the steering committee for Quest, the group that organized and initiated the program here at BOOF, and which has now become the ministry team functioning to guide the program through its various elements. My specific job is one of the two integration group leaders, along with Jay Wexelberger. We meet monthly with the participants to strengthen their experience and commitment to daily spiritual practice. And I participate in the leadership of the 6 Quest retreats. A role in leadership provides a different experience from that of being a participant. As part of the implementation of the program, I'm not free to just let go of my left brain and let experience work its magic. I appreciate and enjoy all the aspects of the program, the heartful people connections, the thoughtful stimulation of wonderful poetry and readings, the silence and contemplation, the power of deep meditation. But on a personal level, none of this was new. No ahas, amazing breakthroughs. It was a quest for me has been a quiet, lovely float on a sweet river on a warm day. But surprise on me. The Quest journey was working its magic in subtle ways that I did not recognize until I decided to change the paint color of my walls. You just never know how spiritual intention is going to show itself. Trying to find the color that would enhance the diverse elements in my entry, kitchen, living room, dining room, room, I painted various patches on the various walls. Much to my surprise, I found I was actually enjoying the painting process. Now, I have always painted rooms in my homes, and I have hated every minute of it. My focus has always been to get the thing done and get the mess cleaned up so that I can enjoy the fruits of my labors, the final product. I'm prone to bumping into the ladder and knocking the paint pan off on the walls, or painting so furiously that I flip the brush out of my hand and it lands on the couch. The wet rag that I always keep by my side to mop up is never by my side. But now, painting these patches on the wall, I found that I was enjoying the painting process. I thought maybe I was enjoying it because it was such a small project. So I painted a little bathroom. Still enjoyed it. And that's when I noticed what had changed. I was being present to each moment of the process. I was not speeding to the end product so I could bask in its glory. It really was a journey, not a destination. I began to see that in this almost year of quest participation, I had developed a greater capacity for presence, for actually being there, wherever there is. My spiritual journey has been a lifelong process. I've never arrived, and I think I finally get it that I probably am not going to arrive. But it's clear to me that the journey itself, moving toward the wholeness, the holiness, the peace mentioned in the quest brochure, provides the basic foundation for my existence. It's from this base that I find truth and meaning, not only in lofty nature or in deep human interaction or in the UU seven principles, but in the mundane, everyday, sometimes tedious moments of life itself. I just completed painting a medium-large bedroom. Through 2 days and 2 gallons of paint in 2 or 3 coats, and I enjoyed it all, except for cleaning up those paint spots on the rug. And so the journey continues.
Okay, we're going to have a little fun now with the next hymn, which is number 396. This is one you probably know, and it's a round. So we're going to sing it all together one time, and then we'll divide into 4 groups. So if you would stand, Marty's going to lead group 1, so you'll be the first ones. I will lead this section, and Lynn will lead the 3rd section, and the 4th section, Dave will lead. And it goes kind of quickly. So, and we'll sing it through once all together and then 3 times in the round. So if you'll all rise in body and spirit, if you're able.
Thank you.
Sarah Bratley will be our next speaker.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sarah Bratley. I've been a member of the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for close to 12 years now. I plunged headfirst into the BOOF community. I joined the Congregational Care Team, worked on the Interiors Committee, and guided religious exploration for a number of years. I was one of the founding members of the Single Parents Chalice Circle, my family of choice. I thought that by helping others, I would heal myself, a divorced mom, the responsible parent for a precocious, intelligent, now 14-year-old boy. I wasn't entirely wrong. But about 3 years ago, my son made it very clear that he didn't have that same connection to this community. And I was tired of fighting. We stopped attending services, regular programs, until last year. Last year, I came back. I don't know why. I just knew I needed something here. I didn't know how to find it. I didn't know what it was. And then I heard about the Quest program. And something inside me said, "That's it! That's what you've got to do." Despite some misgivings, because surely everybody wanted to be a part of this program, and I'd been gone for 2 years. I still applied. And I was accepted, and my journey began. For me, it's a journey to heal, but not by caring for others. It's a journey about focusing on me. We come together as a community, not to fix each other, not to tell each other what to do or not to do. We come together to listen. With open minds, open hearts, we care about the journey. We share and we listen. Sometimes we are silent. Sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we sing. Sometimes we're silly. But always we are respectful, honest, and loving. I've come to look forward to those times in Quest. 3 hours once a month, 48 hours every 3 to 4 months, where I turn off my cell phone, put aside the busyness of life, hang up my many hats, and focus on just being present. In my own truth. Who am I? What do I want? What do I need? Parker Palmer says that the soul is a wild animal, not to be found by crashing through the woods and yelling, "Come here, come here," but rather by being silent and still. I know my soul. I've seen her in the quiet of the mornings when I'm all alone. I call on her, and she comes, the true fire horse, flashing hooves, a flaming mane, to protect those to whom I am most loyal or who cannot defend themselves. She loves to run free and far with a great sense of curiosity and adventure. She is strong and dependable, if a bit cautious. I know her well. But still, in those quiet times of intentional focus, I began to realize that she is. I am deeply wounded. Healing the soul is a long process. I am gaining the tools. I am learning how to claim my own time for peaceful reflection, for mindful movement. I find the connection to the holy again, and with it comes a greater sense of strength and purpose. I am supported by people who have now all become friends. We may have different needs, different methods, different backgrounds, but we are in this quest for ourselves, and we are not alone.
My name is Marty Goodmanson. I'm a lifelong Unitarian Universalist, a Unitarian Universalist minister's daughter, a BOOF member for the past year, and a Quest participant. Your life is your practice. Your spiritual practice does not occur someplace other than in your life right now, and your life is nowhere other than where you are. You are looking for answers, insight, and wisdom that you already possess. Live the life in front of you. Be the life you are. And see what you find out about yourself.
My name is Jan Salisbury, and I've been a member of this fellowship since 1993. There's always the question, how did I end up here? What questions was I trying to answer? What kind of life do I want to live, the last third of it? And what does it mean to be spiritual every day? And what does it mean to start a journey with others when you know you must walk this path alone? Quest came during an unprecedented business demand. It came following a bike accident in which the bones and the ligaments healed very well. The brain, however, changed. Seeking more quiet, less willing to go the extra mile without complaint. Something was missing, something important, and if I didn't find it, the busyness would take over and the gap would remain empty. So I too stepped into the breach and found I have a place to go. And though our paths are quite different, we questers search together. Myself is reflected in the listening and the sharing of others. Because you see, in finding me, I see others better in focus. Learning first to forgive, to honor and deliver loving kindness to myself, the heart opens up to others. Instead of using life to try to open the universe to myself, I'm learning to open myself to the universe. And I have to tell you, having a spiritual companion who walks with me has been amazing. At the right times, helping me discover insight from the deep-rooted connection with quiet. My spiritual practice each day is growing to be part of my life. And meditation is slowly becoming a way to connect with the all. I can actually imagine a whole week where I can be in the world of not doing and perhaps discover what my next incarnation will be. When I was young, my father, a very committed Unitarian, answered my 8-year-old self question of, what is God? He said to me, Jan, for me, God isn't a being. God is being. With the help of Quest, I'm beginning to understand that the way to do is to be. And I wonder what my father would think of this discovery if he were alive today. When I was thinking of this presentation, one of my favorite song refrains came to mind, and it resonated at the age of 20 as it does now. You're gonna need somebody on your bond. You're gonna need somebody on your bone, child. Oh, and when it's late at midnight and old man death comes a-sneaking in your room, you're gonna need somebody on your bone. Thank you, Questers, for being on my bond during this spiritual journey.